Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, we hope you're ready for a buffet-style helping a celebrity dish, because we got you. But before we get it rolling, we got to say what's up to our L.A. crew, Heidi, Frank, Chewy. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, baby?
What's up, everybody? Hey, what's up, guys?
Okay, also got to say what's up to our people in the ATL, and our girl Brat will be joining us later, okay? Let's get to it. It looks like Drake will have all eyes on him with his latest purchase, and we'll tell you why. Plus, we have a Dish Nation favorite, Thirst Trapping with the Stars. And you want to find out what it's like being on the run? We on Dish with the stars in a brand new show, The Fugitive. Well, Andrew Froyen caught up with Kiefer Sutherland and Boyd Holbrook to talk about their new series, The Fugitive. But first, Heidi, what's going on?
Oh, Gary, we got some tea. There's a new book out spilling all the tea on your cousins, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Hey!
yeah, you're going to love it. It's called The Finding Freedom, Harry and Meghan and the Making of a Modern Royal Family. So the author is claiming that Meghan was in hot water with the royals back in December of 2016 for wearing this dainty little necklace, 14-karat gold chain, bearing the initials H. And M, obviously, for Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Now, according to Kensington Palace, an aide there was interviewed for the book and said that Meghan was warned that wearing such a necklace would only encourage photographers and cause the media to create headlines. So Meghan complied. She stopped wearing the necklace, but was really upset. And she cried about it to friends, about the palace staff telling her what to do, what kind of jewelry to wear, and to not smile at photographers. She said that was just all too much. So, I don't know. Do you guys think that it's a big deal if the palace goes, we would just rather you not wear that? I mean, you know that going into the royal family, you're going to have to follow a certain, you know, number of rules.
What did the clothing store H&M do to anybody? What did they do to anybody at Buckingham Palace?
Like, I don't know.
I know they have top shelf.
Here's the offensive part. This is back in 2016. They weren't married yet. They were still dating. And so they're saying, don't put anything on you that looks like you're dating Harry, because maybe we're not accepting you ourselves yet. We don't want the rumors going around because we're trying to discourage him from even hooking up with you and marrying you, possibly.
Oh.
So we don't want you to have any symbol out there. I'm thinking maybe they didn't want her in the family. I chose Meghan over my family, and that's why they're here now.
That's right. They're here in California.
That's a true love
story. Up, though, baby. She grabbed her man and she left, honey, and moved to
Snitched
Beverly.
Snitched him right
that
out.
Heels, that is, honey. Nah.
If somebody is going to argue you down about a teeny tiny necklace, that just shows you the level of dislike that they had for her. So no matter what you would have done, hell, I would have had a big ass medallion or H&M tattoo. That would be bad, but not this little bitty necklace. Like, come on.
Okay, well, from one tiny necklace to a huge one, Drake and Tupac are about to be rolling through the six together, because Drake just dropped $600,000 on two Tupac Shakur diamond chains. Now, check this out. Each pendant is worth $300,000 with about 70 carats of diamonds and about half a kilo of gold. Can't snort that. And this ain't some regular pendant either. It's a work of art. Now, shout out to Jason of Beverly Hills. He spent 5 weeks molding the Tupac tribute, and the necklaces look crazy. What do y'all think about the replica? You think
it's
they did a great job?
They look exactly like Tupac, y'all. These look so good, man.
So, like, think the $600,000 was way too much, or you wouldn't even, none of y'all would wear a person on your neck at all?
It's too much, and I wouldn't spend that kind of damn money. Now, I see he got sapphires, he got canary diamonds, and he got white diamonds, which all of those stones I love dearly. But I'm sorry, I wouldn't be wearing no damn replica of nobody. As much as I love Miss Ross, honey, she couldn't even go on my neck like this. So,
And this just tells me that Drake is single. If Drake had a wife, she would be like, no, you're not spending money on it.
Okay, you guys, it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
All right, up first is 24-year-old tennis superstar Naomi Osaka. She showed off her toned body in this bikini with the caption, "Welp, morning to you, I guess."
Wow.
Okay, Naomi.
All right. And she also posted another picture showing off her summer glow in a caption called, "Sunny." Oh, what? Look at her. She's thirst-trapping, y'all.
Listen, since she's a tennis player, I'm going to say she has a grand slamming body.
Yay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Is she thirst-trapping, y'all? What's up?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. Now, she looks cute, but believe it or not, Naomi has gotten a lot of backlash over these photos. Like, a lot of her followers are talking like she's losing her innocent image and she needs to concentrate on keeping up with the tennis competitions. And Naomi actually feels like all this chatter is really weird because why do so many people have a say-so about what she does and how she shows her body? It's pretty odd. Now, what you guys think about that?
I am sick and tired of people demonizing the bikini.
Yeah.
Seriously, right. She just posted a picture of a bikini. It's totally fine. And
exactly.
There's a group of female doctors who recently did the same thing when a female doctor posted a picture in a bikini, and the whole community, or not the whole community, some professional says, not very professional. So now all these female doctors are going, posting pictures in bikinis of all ages, all sizes, and I like the movement.
Exactly.
So ladies, if you ever get offended, post a picture in a bikini, and I'll be right there to support you 100%. Thirst trap, I say yes.
Yeah.
Thirst trap.
Up.
All right, up next, we have actor Gilles Marini showing off his rock-hard body, glistening with sweat. Gary, this is for you, working on the summer sun. Now he posted a photo of himself doing some yard work with the caption, working with my hands is one of the most satisfying things I do with my What you think? Now, here's the deal. I don't know if you all noticed this, and I know, Gary, this is really important to you. Obviously, it's a thirst trap, but I see print.
Is that a print?
Package.
But I was like, my God.
I am here.
That's
the
a pretty
print
big
police,
print.
And I'm here to say that is just simply a fold in his short.
If you want to see full frontal on this guy, I guess on the movie Sex and the City, he gives a glimpse of full frontal, so you have to look for a print.
But I'd say
this is definitely a thirst trap because, listen, he's out there with the wheelbarrow. It's totally posed. He's not wearing socks. When you work, you wear socks. And look at the background. There's a ladder going to nowhere. So it's totally set up.
So, Frank, is it a print or what?
That's where he's keeping his hammer. That's not it. That's his hammer belt.
That's some tool he's got.
And last but not least, y'all, this man, honey, is not a celebrity, but I absolutely, y'all, love this picture. It's a great picture. As masks became mandatory, y'all, in English shops, honey, a man was spotted walking down the street in Oxford, England, in a diaperish-looking thong. And I think this is lovely. Don't you guys? Now, y'all, is this a real-life thirst trap or not, honey? Because
wait. Hold
this is probably LSD.
That is how you protest against wearing a mask.
Yes,
he's wearing his mask too low.
You mean to tell me, breathe through this, bitch.
Okay.
He looks like he might have COVID-19, 19 and a half.
You mean to tell me this isn't Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau? Looks just like him.
All right, y'all. Coming up, sounds like Andy Cohen, honey, might have his sights set on politics, and we'll tell you all about it right after the break. Dish
Nation. Are you having trouble paying your taxes? Listen, you are not alone. If you're having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS charges high interest and penalties if you fail to pay. They even have the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. But Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief for free information right now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. They can help you with IRS audit defense, wage garnishment, and tax settlement. You could save thousands in tax forgiveness. You may qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. Just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and information is free, and this call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
All right, with all those housewives reunions under his belt, Andy Cohen can probably moderate anything, right?
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah.
Well, he was on The View, and he was asked if he would moderate the presidential debate and what he would bring to the table. And this is what he had to say.
I think there needs to be some kind of live fact-checking. You know, during a housewives reunion, when I know that they're not telling the truth, I will either know myself and tell them, or someone will tell me in my ear. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the debate moderators need some neutral panel who can say, that's a lie, tell him that, and move forward.
Portia, what do you think? Would Andy be good at doing this and making sure they aren't lying?
Yes, Andy will be good at this because when we're at the reunion, it's like you can say something or someone will say something, then there's like a little pause and he'll let it keep going, but he will double back on your ass and be like, wait a minute.
Yes, you will.
You said so and so.
Yes.
Gary, you hosted a moderation for a reality show called Beyond the Poll.
Yes.
Do you think you could probably handle a presidential debate? What would your first question be?
Well, ooh, I think Gary, if I was doing a presidential debate, my first question would be, when will we all overcome? Can you tell me when will we all overcome? I would love to know. That would be one of my questions. And then I would probably say, when will little black boys and little white girls be able to hold hands walking down the street and nobody look at them and stare at them?
When can a gay black boy and a white lesbian hold hands in the streets?
Yes.
Wait. Sound like you had a dream, Gary. Did you?
I did, Portia.
I feel like Heidi did, too.
Sound like you've been to the mountaintop.
Okay, he's been to the mountaintop.
y'all, tell me what you think about this. Everybody listening? 16-year-old Princess Amalia, the daughter of the king and queen of the Netherlands, was recently on the cover of Spanish magazine Caras with her mother. No big deal, right? Right?
Right.
No. Check this out. The cover says, La hija mayor de Máxima luce con orgullo su look plus size. Y'all look real lost right now. I got you. which basically says Maxima's oldest daughter proudly wears her plus size look. Wow, okay.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's a little extra.
Now, the magazine has apologized, but the damage is already done. What do you guys think?
Why does she have to be defined by her size? If she was slim, I don't think they would say,
that would have never. Yeah.
Here she is showing off her beautiful, slim figure. They would just simply show her and say she's a princess.
That's right. And if that was a prince instead of a princess, they would have never gone, look at the prince.
Exactly.
Just proudly living his plus size life. They would have never brought it up.
Let's not always switch it to a sexist thing.
It is.
No, in this case, plus size wasn't invented for men. There's no plus size man clothes. Plus size was invented by the fashion industry to basically politically correctly say you're overweight, ladies, and these clothes are for you. That was created for the fashion industry for women by women.
So you go, look at the young prince celebrating his husky body.
Husky's better. Husky's way better for boys.
Now, Chewy, do they not have, can you not, como se dice plus size in Espanol?
There really isn't a translation for it. I'm a plus size man, and I've always been, but my family, y'all just always call me gordito when I was growing up, so,
gordito.
Yeah.
Gordito. Oh, gordito.
Size de Maximo.
That's a good little name.
Tú eres más macho.
Can I get, let me get five gorditos to go and taco bell.
Chocolate, churros y chocolate.
All right, cool. Up next, Kiefer Sutherland has a brand new show based on a classic TV show and movie, The Fugitive. So, of course, Andrew Freund gonna pull up on him and get all the details. Don't go nowhere. More Dish on the way.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am getting ready to go on a journey. That's right, a journey on the run, because I'm getting ready to sit down with Kiefer Sutherland and the cast of The Fugitive, streaming now only on Quibi.
Right. Trust me, I'm never doing anything that'll make me go back to prison again.
I want the entire Los Angeles subway system shut down. I want film from every camera within a 10-block radius, so we could be looking for anyone from anywhere.
Right there. That can't be. Son of a bitch. That's Mike Farrell.
Kiefer, I'll start with you. Were you always a fan of this iconic title?
I am. I was even familiar with the television show, but really became a huge, huge fan with the Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee Jones film. It was so witty and interesting, and the performances, obviously, from Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones became iconic. They represent a kind of genre that I've loved as an audience goer.
And Boyd, obviously, from the episodes that I saw, is you're hustling your ass. Was the physical prep for this hard, or like, was it the best workout you've ever had in your life?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I didn't really have to care about what I ate during the day, because I knew I was going to be running that off.
If you guys were fugitives, where would you go? Where would you hide? Where would be the first place you guys would go?
Bahamas.
A beach. Definitely a beach.
I would go to Cuba.
Because, you know,
let's go on.
Cuba, so no, maybe no one's going to come looking for me there. And it also sounds like a great time. So it'd be like a win-win. I don't know.
No, I'm already hiding out in the mountains. So good luck finding me.
You know, I'd be torn between kind of the coast of Mexico and this fantasy that I've always had about Alaska. I believe Alaska is the last frontier.
Boyd, what is it like being hunted by Kiefer Sutherland? Because, you know, he's going to find you. He will find you. What is that like?
It's written.
Valid. Now, it's funny you mentioned the beach and water, Natalie, because I did a deep dive on your Instagram. I want to know. I want to know how the hell you did this photo.
Oh my gosh, okay. That's my favorite.
First of all, when you do this, you got to like go all in and do it because it takes, I have a lot of hair. So when it gets wet, it's heavy. So I have to really throw it, but you have to focus on your face. You know, your body has to be good. So it takes a lot of concentration and it takes someone who knows how to do the speed shots where it takes like 1,000 at one time. Dip your hair in the water with full intention. Throw that baby back.
Andrew, will you do us a favor and do that and post it on your Insta?
But I don't think I have enough hair.
Just give it a shot.
I can, yes. Like...
Yeah. There you go.
That's all I got. Now it looks like I'm wearing a wig. Okay, now Genesis... Now, I want to ask Genesis because Genesis has a very famous father. And he is known as El Puma, of course, to the world. Now, I want to know, what would your nickname be?
I mean, I want to honor the fact that I'm a daughter of El Puma, so La Pumita. Yeah, okay. A little... La Pumita.
La Pumita.
Does that work?
Yeah, that works. Thank you, ladies. I love the show. It's so addicting. I freaking love it.
I'm not going back to prison again for something I didn't do.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all. Now, this pandemic has got a lot of people really thinking outside of the box and being extra creative. Now, rapper Tyga is doing something really fly, and it's going to offer to help struggling restaurants. Now, he is opening a virtual restaurant.
All right.
Now, wow. Here's how this works. Tyga's going to teach 500 chefs at struggling restaurants how to make their own oven-baked chicken tenders, and then it's going to be listed on Grubhub for people who are wanting to order these so-called Tyga Bites, and then boom, everybody gets paid. Now, you're like, hey, what kind of flavors are they? Well, there's going to be 3 types of chicken, 12 sauces, along also with these things he calls Tiger Tots.
Oh.
What y'all think about this?
So these restaurants don't already know how to make fried chicken tots.
Thank you.
I would be very insulted, right? But it just sounds like such a general item.
There
like
are Tyga tenders and Tyga tots. You can't get that anywhere else. That's exclusive.
Let's just say if other celebrities started their own virtual restaurants, who you think could really truly dominate in this field?
Oh, Patti LaBelle all day.
Yeah,
okay. A lot of restaurants, when you order from Uber Eats, they don't have the best desserts. So if she were to market her desserts for all of the restaurants and let them sell it on their menu, cha-cha-cha-ching, baby, okay? I would buy them every single time.
Me you too, guys girl. Should do this in Atlanta, man. Bratz Burgers, Gary's Gravy, Head Crack Snacks, Portia's Pickles. I think we're on
Portia's Pickles.
You ain't never lied.
Yes. I think we got something here, y'all. Right. Like, for real.
That's right, honey. And Gary's Gravy would be delicious because I could cream all over you. That would be nice.
Yeah, see, I was just about to say, I don't want
I'm going to want my food dry.
Creamy.
I need mine dry.
That's from Gary's Kitchen.
Dry.
Nope.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.